23.
First Line Report. News and analysis. I'm Dan Rather, CBS News White House correspondent, reporting today from San Clemente, California, where President Nixon is working, relaxing, observing Independence Day, and celebrating daughter Julie's birthday, which is tomorrow. Listening to what's on people's minds in the West. Notes about that from a reporter's tour after this.
Nothing can crack the turtle's back. Hey, nothing can crack the turtle's back.
Rain, sleet, salt, detergents, grease, everything bounces off the hard shell finish of Turtle Wax, especially sunlight. Put on a shine in 25 minutes. Put off another one for 25 weeks.
Turtle Wax cracks the turtle's back. Hey, Turtle Wax cracks the turtle's back.
Liquid or paste, choose Turtle Wax for your car. Anything else is mock turtle.
You can't hold me for murder.
We got the murder weapon, your laundry detergent.
Come on, I use that to wash my car.
Murder it, you mean. Laundry detergents leave a dull film and kill a car's finish. If you'd have used Zip Wax Car Wash by Turtle Wax, you'd be clean now. Zip Wax cuts through grime without harming the finish. Actually adds a Turtle Wax shine while you wash.
You still got no proof.
We got film.
What film?
The film that's all over your car.
Use Zip Wax Car Wash by Turtle Wax and put an end to grime and punishment.
The late Jack Kevorak wrote, "One of the things Americans really don't know about their own land or don't ponder often is the great depth and breadth of this country. Ours is, as few others are, a continental country. We speak and think a lot about the diversity of our origins as a people, as a weakness and as a strength, but we speak and think less about the breadth of America as a place. Wander the West. Montana, Wyoming, Idaho, and California, as a reporter has done for the past week, and it is driven home just how wide and deep this continental country is. Listen to what Westerners are saying, and this is among what you hear. Considerable suspicion about the gasoline shortage. Suspicion is widespread, especially about how sudden it all seems to have come up. Along California's Coast Highway, for example, service stations that last year at this time were open long hours, 7 days, now are open short hours, 6 days or less. It isn't unusual for a service station in Huntington Beach, Laguna, Dana Point, or some other such place to have a sign up by early afternoon saying, sorry, no more gas today. Gasoline rationing, in effect, already is here. Farmers, besides highway motorists, have been particularly hard hit. It may not be true that the Nixon administration and or the big oil companies or both have been involved in some kind of conspiracy or other hanky-panky creating a gasoline shortage and general energy crisis. It is a fact that many Westerners believe that to be true. The gasoline shortage on a day-to-day basis may not be a reality in other parts of the country so much, but it is in many parts of the West. Westerners are accustomed to driving long distances and driving a lot. Farmers in this part of the country generally farm large acreage. So it figures they would be among the first to feel gasoline shortages most and to complain the most about them. Their general attitude seems to be, we don't like it, but we could live with it if we could become convinced that there wasn't something phony, contrived, and or conspiratorial about it all. Running with this in many conversations was the suspicion that part of the gasoline shortage may be big companies trying to squeeze out independents. Large oil corporations consistently have denied this as unfair and untrue. There is much evidence to support their claims. But again, fair or unfair, many Westerners remain suspicious. Fact is, a general suspicion that Washington favors large businesses and farming operations over smaller ones is widespread out here. The price freeze seems to be part of this. Exactly why the president froze prices at their highest levels ever is not understood. Watergate and related scandals, one does find people talking a lot about them. A general assumption that, well, yes, the president must have been involved in the cover-up. Doubts that he knew in advance about any such unconstitutional acts as burglary to gather evidence. Westerners, remember, are cautious in speech and thought. The few a reporter traveling a week had an opportunity to talk with wanted to know more about just how much, if any, the president was involved before making any final judgments concerning how much they would believe him, trust him in the future, for whatever, if anything, they may be worth. Those were some of the things on some people's minds as a reporter traveled Montana, Idaho, Wyoming, and California for a week. Now, please, this message.
Great taste in the morning, Kellogg. Great taste in the morning, Kellogg.
Hey,
Smile. Come on, smile. Because rain or shine, it's your day. Yours to work with, to play with, to make what you want out of it. And it helps if you start with a good breakfast, and not just coffee. A breakfast that's a little more friendly. Like a big bowl of Kellogg's Raisin Bran with juice and toast. Kellogg's Raisin Bran is fortified with 8 essential vitamins. And with all those plump, juicy raisins and crispy bran flakes, that's great-tasting nutrition. And a great taste in the morning is such a fine beginning.
Great taste in the morning, Kellogg's. Great taste in the morning, Kellogg's. Kellogg's has a great taste going to get you up and grinning.
I'm Dan Rather, CBS News White House correspondent, reporting today from San Clemente, California.